Ebony K. Williams, attorney and host. Welcome to Holden Court, where we analyze the latest legal headlines that everybody's already talking about. But we dig deep into how the courts impact the culture. We break it all down, going straight from gavel to your newsfeed. And every week, we keep it 100. Right, Dustin?
That's right, E. Let's hold court.
7 o'clock on the dot.
Hey.
I'm in my drop top.
Cruising the streets, goddammit.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to see the residency again.
I would like to. I haven't seen it yet. When are you going?
Well, maybe we should make that happen together.
Let me know.
Let's discuss it. I'm really trying to catch him with his hair normal, though. I really don't. I'm being very serious. I'm a child of nostalgia, and, you know, the first time it was incredible, the bonbon, everything custom was hitting, but that box, it was throwing me, I'm not going to lie.
He's short.
And I understand he's a creative, and he's trying to optimize.
Short man.
Vertical.
They take different risks with, you know, their appearance.
He's probably also trying to add some inches vertically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be candid, right? Going up. It's going up on a
That's
Tuesday.
That's what it did. Okay.
Listen, so that was fine, but it was distracting for me. So then I saw there was like a week where he just had his old-fashioned 1990 season.
Well, that's when we need to go.
And that's what I wanted
to
go. Then he pulled out the peroxide, and it went blonde.
Usher.
Can we just get regular old confessions, Usher?
Seriously.
That's all I want.
That's all we want.
And when we see that look is back, we're going to go in and get a ticket. Okay, so we're going to go into a docket, y'all. Everybody's still just reeling and devastated. And really, it's brought up, Dustin, some really important conversations, though, regarding what about your friends?
What about them?
Of course, we're talking about the mysterious death of Miss Shaquilla Robinson, killed and attacked in Cabo, and apparently looks like beaten to death by her own so-called friends. We'll get into that. Odell Beckham Jr., lots of folks were sending me this one in my DMs. Were people sending you this
movie? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so this was co-produced by the jurors. Thank y'all. Co-production credit. Everybody wanted to know what the deal is with this $20 million Nike suit with Odell Beckham Jr. Odell, of course, a lot of people talking about because he is a free agent. Mm-hmm. Folks are waiting with bated breath, D, to see where he lands team-wise.
Yes.
Which we'll probably find out right after this holiday.
Yep.
Exhibit. Mr. Pimp My Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Pimp My Ride. Pimp My Ride exhibit petitioning the court to make his ex-wife go to work. exhibit said, make it enough, bitch. Okay, so we're going to get into all of that, which is really, I'm very into this docket today. But first, I actually wanted to give away a little bit of something I'm not going to make a habit of, y'all, so don't get used to it. But that's not, I wanted to give away a little free jewelry at the top of this show.
Okay.
I have to, because there was not a headline that would prompt this conversation, but I can't not tell the people what I know.
There you
go. And what I know y'all need to know.
Yes.
And shit, your ass need to know what I'm about to say, too.
Serve
it. Truth be told.
And I'm listening.
In a particular occasion, this may be applicable.
Okay.
To you and yours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having a conversation with one of my dear friends, and she is telling me that she was in communication with a previous love of hers, and he is welcoming a child.
Okay.
But context. He's welcoming a child, Dustin, through one of his many casual relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody here is grown. And everybody's aware.
Right.
Nobody thinks that they're in an exclusive relationship. These are grown folks having
grown
consensual,
folks
handling grown folks' business, Dustin Ross, having consensual sexual relationships simultaneously.
I love that.
Yeah. Now, I guess it gets a little dicey, though, when there is no protection, because then a pregnancy can happen. So that's what's happened here. So this gentleman is now, and this woman, because she's grown, and women get to do what they want with their bodies, as far as I'm concerned.
Period.
This woman has decided, against his preference. I'm not going to say he was like, gun to your head, you got to go to the clinic. It wasn't that type of situation, thank God. But he would have preferred an abortion. She said, at my big age... I'm having this baby.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they are. Great. Gentleman, you know, has accepted this, is, you know, now looking for a 2-bedroom apartment to accommodate. You know, he's riding with it. Because, listen, I think on some level he probably knows this is a blessing of sorts for him as well, clearly. But this is what my friend is not in a position to give this gem to this gentleman because she's conflicted out.
Okay. She's involved.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. She could appear biased or with an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But if I ran into the motherfucker on the street, and there's a chance that I might.
Okay, what you going to say, E?
Let me tell you what I'm going to tell him.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say, good sir, good day to you, and congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
In my Vesta voice. But I do want to make you aware of something that you probably don't know that could be of severe consequence. And this is the jury, y'all. Pay attention. If you are a man and you are presumed to be the biological father of an upcoming blessing.
Yes.
Also known as a child. Once that baby is born, so it's a couple, you could be married to this woman, you could not be married to this woman, you could be in a relationship with this woman, you could not be. None of that matters. What only thing that controls for this, according to the law, what I'm about to drop, are you operating as if this is your biological child? Once that baby is born, the clock starts that day. From that day, whether you sign the birth certificate, don't, none of that matters. Are you acting as if? Are you providing for? Are you in a posture of paternity?
Yes.
And if you are doing that from the day the child is born, the law in most states gives you 365 days to secure paternity. I'm talking about get a paternity test.
Right.
Now, I'm not telling you to get one. I'm just saying if you don't get one after the first year,
it's
don't,
on you.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to tell you why. Because at that point, Justin, it's on you. Because the state feels, most states feel, they're not going to be on the hook to take care of this child fiscally. They're going to say, last we checked at birth, this child had two acting parents, dual incomes of opportunities for support. If you wait after a year to, we don't want to hear you knocking year 4, 10, 17, none of that. You should have found out with certainty whether or not you were biologically responsible, connected to this child within the first year of the life.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. I didn't even know that until I studied for the bar exam. Like, because, again, it varies by state, D, but I was shocked because I went to law school in New Orleans. We whatever, studied both civil and common law, which was very cool. But I'd never really heard of this particular, we'll call it kind of caveat.
Caveat.
That's it.
Caveat,
this little
yes.
caveat when it comes to determining paternity. So fellas out there, I'm just, it's all love. First of all, we know a lot of men this day are keeping it player, as you would say, Dustin.
You know how I get
and they're
it up.
Taking care of kids that they maybe know are not biologically
yeah.
Who gives a fuck? It's a beautiful, lovely child.
Yeah.
Support it. Show it love. Show up for it. But I'm just saying, don't come to the courthouse after that first year in most states talking about, but I'm not biologically the father. The court feels like you have 1 year. Sometimes they give you a year and a day to make that determination. And after that, you will be financially at least on the hook for that child.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know, because most people feel like if the paternity is not, you know, absolute, then they're not going to be responsible.
Yeah, and they think they have time, doesn't
yeah.
they? They think, you know, well, let's see what the baby, oh, I've heard this one. I'm not even joking. You already know what I'm about to say. Let's see what the baby going to look like after, you know, 2 or 3 years
the
old.
The ears was the color.
It was my color.
Yeah, exactly.
So we going, let's look at the nail beds. You know, they like to look at a nail bed.
Stop. See, okay. I like my shit lined up and appropriate.
Right.
So if that baby is mine, let's go ahead and
do it.
Put it on the dotted line and get this thing in order.
Get it in order.
Yeah.
So that's just a little free jewelry. Now moving on to this just tragic, just so sad. This young, beautiful sister, 25 years old, Shaquilla Robinson. She was on a trip to Cabo, Mexico, on the Pacific Coast side with a group of, quote, college friends. So these are the folks she went to school with. She died on the resort. Her mother was told that she died because of alcohol poisoning. So everybody comes back home from the trip, but Shaquilla.
Early, right?
Early. Imagine why, Dustin. Everybody comes home early, but Shaquilla. She's the only one that doesn't come back to the group with her friends. And they say she died on vacation, but due to alcohol poisoning, is what they told this young woman's mother. But an autopsy was performed in Mexico. We'll get to the autopsy of it all, because what's important there is not so much what that autopsy said, because we know, because we remember from George Floyd, autopsies can be disputed.
Yeah.
Different autopsies, different medical examiners can reach different medical conclusions.
Yeah.
What's important, I'm clapping y'all, what's important is the legal cause of death.
Yeah.
Whether it's a homicide, an accidental death, like that ruling, which will come from probably someone's state. At this point, it's going to come from the FBI. We'll get to that too. Now the FBI is involved. But that's what's controlling. Not what this one autopsy says or even a secondary autopsy, Dustin. It is the legal cause of death. cause of death. So right now, this Mexican autopsy report is saying, I think a broken neck, yeah. Other back injuries, mm-hmm. essentially blunt force trauma mm-hmm. of some mm-hmm. sort. That is why this young lady is dead. But they are not speaking, and they're right at this point not to speak to the cause of death mm-hmm. that is still being determined. But what we do know is it wasn't no damn alcohol poisoning. We know that was a lie. Lie detector determined that was a lie. Now there's a video. Video, if you look at the video, apparently, according to the reports, you see this woman being beaten.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you also hear, Dustin, you hear this man asking, like, why can't you, can you at least fight back?
Quayle, you ain't gonna fight back?
But you're not doing nothing, which is telling. He doesn't do a thing. And then this woman dies. So Mexican officials say they could not confirm cause of death. Like I said, investigation's ongoing. Now, when this woman's mother, Dustin, saw the video, she, of course, immediately knew that was her child. That is her daughter. And she asked, why is no one helping her, mm-hmm. including this man, mm-hmm. Who's supposedly a best friend?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've gotten more information. You saw the interview on, I believe it was on CBS News. With some of my former colleagues, with the mother.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I knew that was my daughter when I first saw her. The anchors were like, and I think one of them was Anne Marie Green. Shout out to Anne Marie. I used to do overnights with her back at CBS News. Shout out to Anne. One of my favorite Canadians. Anne Marie is like, well, you know, Mrs. Robinson, this man, do you know him? What is his relationship with your daughter? Mama said, oh, that's supposedly her best friend. Mm. He's been to our home many times. He's gone on family vacations with us.
Yep.
And then Anne Marie asked a really good question. I believe it was Anne Marie. She said, well, have you heard from him since? She said, oh, yeah.
4 days in a row.
4 days in a row until
the autopsy came back and said 4 days in a row until the autopsy came back and revealed that there were injuries.
Correct.
You know, that indicated that there was some violence enacted on her.
That's right.
And then he disappeared.
And then he went by. Bye. Okay. So, I want to go over these things.
I really hate this story.
Yeah. When you first heard the facts, Dustin, how...
It was chilling. It was chilling for me. It was chilling for me because... For several reasons. Number one, just on a human level, like, it's hard to watch that, a person. She was literally naked, and they were that girl was whooping her ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brutally. And it took me back to, like, I can remember being in middle school and seeing girls. I'm not going to say names because it's whatever, but I remember this girl got beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember people saying to her, like, damn, you ain't going to... It just took me back to, like, being in the eighth
grade. It's a mob mentality. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you could hear in his voice, in his tone of voice, that wasn't a sincere, you know, push for her to fight back.
It was also like he was taunting her.
And he was recording it.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? And she's literally beating this girl's ass, literally her ass.
To
she
death.
Was butt naked.
Yeah.
Okay? It just was tough for me to watch that. I'm a person who does not like to see other people be taken advantage of and not be able to defend themselves. I hate that bullying shit. I've just never been that guy. And so seeing that footage was difficult for me. It was difficult for me.
Yeah, it was difficult for me as well, Dustin. And I agree with you. It took me right back to that, you know, middle school mean girl.
Yeah.
Sometimes dudes do it to jump each other. You know, it's cross gender for sure. And we also know it's cross racial.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of many a Lifetime movie I've seen.
Oh my God!
Right,
several.
Where the white girlfriend, you know, they're on the cheerleading squad together, or in some bullshit fake ass sorority together.
Overnight at the cabin.
Uh huh.
Yep.
And then they beep beep beep. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Wrigley, we're here to pick up Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kelly bring a little sack and shit out thinking she going on the fun getaway. Mm-hmm. And it's all by design, Dustin, because we're jealous of Kelly. We hate Kelly for whatever reason. She's the pretty girl.
That is so deep.
Isn't it? That's exactly where my mind went. We hate Kelly because she's the head cheerleader and we're whack. Or we hate Kelly because she's the awkward girl bringing down our social status.
Yep.
And what do? We lurk, and it's alluring, just like with Shaquilla here.
Get her away.
They lure you away
from
your family. They take you somewhere remote, normally some log-ass cabin in the back of the woods, and they beat you to death. They drown you. They cut your hair off. Mm-hmm. They make you be butt naked to what? Dehumanize you.
Mm-hmm.
To humiliate you. Mm-hmm. It was giving that for me.
That was tough for me to watch.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
Yeah.
That was really tough for me to watch.
And I think for me, and I talked about this on the griot in my sidebar, we have to look at what the lessons are.
Mm-hmm.
as this continues to be investigated, and again, the FBI is involved now. So let me go ahead and address that part. So originally, because this happened in Mexico, and Dustin, I think that was intentional. I know it was intentional.
For sure.
Too. You know, y'all didn't beat this woman to death in Paris, France. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or you didn't beat her to death in London. You went to Mexico. Mm-hmm. You went to a territory, a jurisdiction that you know has limited resources. Mm-hmm. You know there's a language barrier. Mm-hmm. You know there's going to be all kinds of difficulty, mm-hmm. right, in getting the legal facts to play out, and maybe even some difficulty in holding y'all accountable
for
because
sure.
you're out of jurisdiction. So that's all by design. So be real mindful of that. Number two, Chinquilla's from my hometown. She's from Charlotte, mm-hmm. North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I know for a fact most national outlets, Dustin, they don't really give a fuck what's happening in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm going to be truthful with you.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
That's true.
And yeah. unfortunately, when it comes to black victims,
it's even less of a know. Chance. Yeah.
So I have a theory. It's
come on with
it's
it,
out
E.
there, but I'm going to tell y'all what I think about. Why think about it, y'all? Every day in this country, black girls, boys, children go missing, are killed, and we never know their names, right? We never know that. We never see their faces. Yet, in the past week or so, since this young woman has been brutally murdered, we can't look anywhere and not see. How many times have you seen this beautiful picture of her?
Every time I get on social media, every time I turn the news on.
Yep,
yes.
It's being shared. Yep. We know Brother Kyrie Irving donated mm-hmm. about $100,000.
Yeah, actually more.
I think more. Yep. Yeah. I'm just... Optics. Optics matter. Mm-hmm. Y'all think I'm playing with you, but I'm not. Y'all better get you a real nice photograph. Mm-hmm. Because that, I do believe, because there's this stunning image of her, Dustin, mm-hmm. that is very friendly to newscasts, mm-hmm. very friendly to social media. It's something that attracts clicks and interest. That is at least part. I'm not saying it's the only reason, y'all. But it, trust me when I tell you, I've been in this business both in media and the law long enough to know part of the reason that this young woman's family may get justice for her murder is because she's got this stunningly gorgeous photograph that induces mm-hmm. coverage.
And interest. Yeah.
And interest.
Yep.
Y'all think I'm playing with you. I'm not playing with you. Part of the reason that the FBI, of all the cases... that our Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI normally, we talked about this all the time, y'all. What are they normally looking for? Millions of dollars of heroin?
Yeah, yep.
They're normally looking for, if they're going to do a criminal murder or something, it's a politician. Mm-hmm. They do big fish shit. And with respect to us as the culture, a 25-year-old black hairdresser from Charlotte doesn't even fit the profile. Mm-hmm. Of no shit the FBI would mm-hmm. be covering. Come on now. Y'all wake up now.
The shit that they should be covering.
Yeah, but wake
normally
up now.
It slips straight through the cracks.
Goes straight under the radar. Yep. And she's just another girl. Because Charlotte, my hometown, wasn't shit. They yep. said, oh, hands off. We can't touch it. It's our jurisdiction. When the mama went to Charlotte law mm-hmm. enforcement, that's what they said to her. So for the FBI, y'all, zoom in on this. For the FBI to be paying this much attention, now putting resources, now investigating, and trust me, because of their overreach here, Dustin, this family will likely get the justice they deserve.
Thank God.
But for that gorgeous image of Miss Chinquilla, that again, news directors, social media accounts, people are gravitating towards an image mm-hmm. of something that is beautiful, humanized. It's a solo shot of her. Notice we didn't have to crop out nobody mm-hmm. and blur nothing. Pay attention. Pay attention. The optic here is a huge asset to this family having recourse of justice for their daughter.
Wow. You're absolutely right. Normally when you see stories like this and they show pictures of the victim, it's blurry. It yep. is some of someone
some
who
high
looks,
school yearbook
yeah,
picture, mm-hmm, maybe mm-hmm. some church family. No, this is another one where I think optics helped. Not the whole thing, but helped. Botham Jean in Texas. So y'all just get on your photos. I'm very serious. This not no game. This not no joke. Make sure that if something were to happen to you, look through your camera roll right now, y'all. What's the photo that's yeah. going to attract the attention of news directors, of the FBI potentially, State Bureau's investigation?
Yeah. That's the reality of
the
world.
That's
the
reality of the
in.
World we live in. I'm not saying it's right. Justice should not be correlated to what somebody looks like. But that's where we are.
And thankfully, that's on that's on the right side of this story, right?
Correct. It's additive.
It's working to her to the benefit of getting justice for her family.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah. Now.
Great point, Ebony.
I know, and nobody's talking about that. I know it's taboo, but I got to tell y'all the truth.
Kick the real. It's the real shit.
It's a real shit, and I want y'all to have y'all picture ready.
Yeah.
I got about three.
And it helps, okay?
Yeah.
I got some pictures I don't want them to see.
Yeah, you need to delete some of that shit off your cloud, Dustin.
If they go,
then they're going to say, well.
Well, if he was doing that.
Right. Well, maybe he should have had his ass beat.
Let me ask that.
Well, now I see why. And the last thing before we move on to the next story, we got to just keep it a buck. Last thing I want to say about this is I've got an upcoming anniversary trip with my line sisters.
Okay.
And we're going to Mexico on that same side of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you see I got my nail
mm-hmm.
your own, and I love my sword. You know I love my swords. Mm-hmm. And I love, I feel like I have one of the best lines. I don't care what nobody say. I think I got one of the most beautiful lines. My line sisters are gorgeous.
Talk your
shit. They are educated.
Yeah.
They are fabulous. And we are very close.
Mm-hmm.
But if one of them hoes. If one of them hoes, Dustin, thinks
Ebony,
for 1 second.
Ebony. Okay.
A bitch is vulnerable over there. They going to fuck around and find out.
They going to fuck around and find out. Okay.
Because it ain't going down like that.
I already told you with the travel I have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I wish. We both going to be, it's going to be two pictures up.
Listen, it's going to be eight. It's going to be eight with
mine. Okay. Don't play with me.
Please don't fuck around and find out whose daughter I am.
And it's really scary. We're joking, but it's very
scary. I'm making just a little light of it, but it is scary. But and of course, all jokes aside, I would never have to worry about this.
No.
And actually, let's make a serious point. The level in which I know these women.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is where it's important to not be self-delusional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not victim blaming at all.
No.
But let's be honest, Dustin. Every friend, we've all had a friend or two
mm-hmm.
or more, where at some point in the friendship, and this starts, I think, as early as elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, law
school. All the way throughout.
All the way to this day. Matter of fact, I think I've cleared my roster at this point.
Yeah.
Any wishy-washy bitches have been removed.
Yeah.
And I started that probably 7-8 years ago, and I just decided this. If I have to question whether or not you are fully and completely in alignment with my best interest,
mm-hmm.
if I have to wonder if when I lose my job or my skin breaking mm-hmm. out or just could be big shit, small shit,
mm-hmm.
my marriage ended.
Mm-hmm.
Are you crying with me, but slightly glad about it?
Yeah, I don't have time for that shit.
You know,
and I also can see straight. I have a very
discernment.
Yeah, you my sense of discernment is very, very keen.
Yeah,
and I don't have time. If I can't be comfortable and feel safe around you, then we just don't need to
completely.
Be around each other.
Completely.
We
and
don't.
And sometimes people that probably don't wish bad get cut off in that lump.
Oh well.
Because you know what I'm saying? If it's not crystal clear to me,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna deal with any ambiguity, Dustin.
No, not at this point in my life. Really, at no point in your life should you. But you know, I'm grown. I'm a real grown up now.
Yeah, we're real grown up now. And this young lady was much, much younger. You know, I can speak for myself here at 25. I did have some people in my life.
Well, you're learning
that
at
would
that point.
Have.
You're learning how to manage friendships and determine. You know,
where
set
the boundaries are.
Yeah.
Where the boundaries are. But yeah, I suspect that is what happened here. I believe that this young lady had some people in her life,
mm-hmm.
Dustin, that probably, and I'm just gonna tell the real truth, probably enjoyed being around her.
Mm-hmm.
Probably thought she was a lot of fun. Probably enjoyed the attention they received by being in her proximity.
Absolutely.
But underneath all of that,
we're jealous.
The jealousy.
That is so
the envy.
Ugly.
And that's how that shows up. So y'all just really be careful about quote friends. Be careful about traveling with friends. If you got somebody that you're still determining their
don't go
good faith intention for you in your life. Meet that bitch at a local Applebee's or something. Seriously.
Yep. Go to Six Flags.
Go to something real front facing and local where you've got access to everything. Do not get in a car. That's another thing. Don't get in a car with them. Don't put yourself in a position to be isolated. And that's what happened to Shanquilla. That's what she was isolated halfway across the country and to her tragic end. So we will pray for this sister. We will pray for her mother. God knows her mother's being very strong, doing the media. That's another good thing. When something happens to you, the more your family can get in front of a camera and humanize you, this young woman
better.
Has been very successfully humanized.
Uh-huh.
So between her mother doing press, between her gorgeous image mm-hmm. that we keep seeing. I'm sure, think about it. I know Shanquilla got a lot of other pictures.
But that's the picture,
but
we,
that's
keep
the
seeing.
Picture we keep seeing.
And it's so, ooh, when I see the shot,
it's almost
just, it's
haunting. It's almost like, it's almost like she's looking mm-hmm. right at you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's y'all, it's a lot in
beautiful
this.
Girl. Yeah,
beautiful
girl, young woman.
Hardworking young woman, cosmetologist, yep. hairstylist.
And they were jealous of that. They were envious
they were
and
envious.
Jealous of, they hated her and literally beat her. Ooh, every time I think about that, I can't get the image of that lady attacking her
yeah.
out of my head.
And that man sitting there on the side and had the audacity, Dustin, to be up in this woman's mother's face for 4 days, knowing what they had done to her. I don't even think there was remorse. Because for you to come back and say it was alcohol poisoning, y'all didn't even try to take her to the hospital. Yeah, so just be careful who your friends are. Get you a real good headshot together. Just
mm-hmm.
in case.
Mm-hmm.
And fall 2012, ELO, I'm going to see y'all on the other coast.
Mm-hmm.
Love y'all. Ski wee. Y'all better act right.
And I'm going to get y'all ass.
Yeah, y'all better
hopefully
act all the way
to,
right.
But I'm going to get y'all ass, okay? Because I'm going to be the one on the news. She went to Mexico with them motherfucking AKA.
She was telling me about
she
it.
She said. that's going to be me, okay?
No, my line says, no, I'm crazy as hell. They won't never do it.
Man,
okay.
God bless her.
God
bless her family.
Yeah. Odell Beckham Jr. This one's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So while everybody is waiting to see what team he lands on, he is currently a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
He had a really nice year out in Los Angeles with the Rams.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody wants Odell.
Yeah.
Particularly the Cowboys. and apparently New York Giants are back interested. Personally, I don't like that move for him, Dustin, because we saw how not pleasant that mm-hmm. that relationship was mm-hmm. the first time around. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan. My grandfather say ain't nothing behind you but the mm-hmm. backside. You
can't piss in the wind.
That's it. So just
okay. Yeah.
Odell, eyes front.
Keep going forward.
Keep going forward. Okay. Now, that said, in the backdrop of all of this, and I think it speaks to Odell's value and currency on the market, Dustin, that nobody is being discouraged from pursuing him because he does have this pending litigation against Nike. Because there's some players, Antonio Brown, that
okay.
any type of extra shit like this would be a deterrent.
Yeah.
Not the case for Odell. So, Odell is all right now suing Nike for $20 million, Dustin. He says that Nike pulled him into a deal under the premise of they had the first right of refusal.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, as a free agent, he signed with Nike. It was a bottom tier deal, which is common. 3 years passed. Now it's time for him to re-up
right.
a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Adidas gave him something very lucrative. $47 million
yeah,
in guaranteed extensions.
Big deal.
Big, deal.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference between the $45,000 mm-hmm. and that. Mm-hmm. I had to actually look at that twice. I'm not mm-hmm. going to
keep you guys searching. Yeah, because I what?
I was like, that sounds like a check that's for me.
Ebony, I'm like, who in the hell?
I said, that sounds like one of my checks.
Who is he working with? Anyway.
So, yeah, so what we're talking about, y'all, is the very first Nike deal that mm-hmm. Odell did, again, as a free agent, fresh into the league, rookie contract, so to speak, was a 3-year term of $45,000, not $4.5 million, certainly not $45 million, $45,000 each year. Did you? Okay. Each year. And then they gave him a cut of the revenue.
Which is typical. Yeah.
That's very mm-hmm. typical. I'm not even shading that deal, y'all. That is very standard. Because that is Nike saying, we don't know about you. Shit, you can get out there the first play, break your damn leg.
Yep.
We screwed.
Yep.
So I understand it. So they're saying, prove yourself over a period of time that mm-hmm. you are a legitimate force in this league that is known for not for long.
NFL, baby.
That's it.
Hello.
Hello. And then we're going to give you the back. We'll give you a bag. Well, Adidas said, we want to get in on the action, literally. So they come in with this really big, nice offer of, he says, $45 million in guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantees is an important word there, y'all. I'm going to come back to it.
Okay.
But like in most contracts, your original agreement gives the party first right of refusal. Nike exercises that. All kind of puns in this one. Okay. Love it. They exercise that, and they're supposed to be giving him a deal, worth comparable to the Adidas.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Odell says that that's not what's happening. He says that Nike is not giving him his money. He specifically cites Dustin that there's a $2.6 million payment that he was supposed to receive from Nike earlier this year. Nike says that they didn't pay him because he committed something called a glove and shoe violation because he changed the gloves and footwear that he was wearing at the end of the season. Now, Odell says that, yes, I did violate, but I violated because y'all would not provide me with the gloves and shoes that matched my new uniform. Okay, something going on there. Now,
yeah.
He also claims, though, and this is where I was like, he got to clean it up. Odell says that according to the fine print on the Nike extension, that that didn't match the terms that Adidas offered him. This is what it sounds like he's saying without seeing the contracts. This is what I determined. Sounds like the Adidas deal was more straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And basically saying more or less, you do this, 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 you get $47 million guaranteed-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Nike sound like it probably was saying, well, we'll give you a package deal that will total around 45, 47, but you got to do this, 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 this. Get these yards, catch these balls on this day, on this time, on Sunday at 2 o'clock. You got to do da-da-da-da. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the fine print Odell is referring to.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be the case, without seeing the deals again, that Odell just looked and said, 47, 47, we good. And now, is once he's in the extension with Nike, is seeing this so-called fine print, it's not adding up.
Yeah.
And the hoops he's having to go through, potentially, Dustin, the requirements he's having to concede or apply to are essentially making that 47 out of reach. And mm-hmm. that's actually what he says. Let's go to his statement.
Literally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this statement is available. It was available, at least on Instagram. Odell says, being a Nike athlete and a brand icon was a dream I've had since being a young boy. I wanted to be the next Michael Jordan, Bo Jackson, LeBron James, or Kobe Bryant in the Nike family. When Nike exercised its right of first refusal to match the Adidas offer and not only keep me as a Nike athlete, but also make me one of their brand icons, my dream had been fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he says, Dustin, Nike did not honor its commitment throughout our partnership. I have kept my promise and fulfilled my obligations to the brand. I'm extremely disappointed that I've had to take these measures to ensure Nike fulfills their obligations and promises. I don't know about this one.
Hey, listen, Nike represents, actually, like, Nike was one of my dreams.
Are you still in your Nike deal?
We just finished.
Okay,
Nike was one of my dream collaborators.
Yeah.
They were one of my dream collaborators, so I understand his zeal.
Yes.
You know what I mean? However, that business got to make sense. And I don't know if saying that...
I'm still stuck on zeal. Go ahead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like to just, you know, pull
zinger,
it out every time.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But I don't think that, you know, because they didn't provide you with gloves and shoes that match your new uniform, I think we just need a little stronger...
Mm-hmm. Argument.
Yeah, to kind of make this make sense. Because I'm not mad at him for, you know, wanting to...
get what was promised to him, of course.
But
not.
You just have to have a little bit better... you know, reasoning.
Understanding.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Again,
there's got to be something that he can identify that.
I am sure. I'm sure if some, you know, attorney took this case on, and when you come up against Nike, you coming up against the bad. That's like suing Apple. That's like suing Google. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's a willy-nilly, baseless lawsuit. I am saying I agree with you, Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that if I were to look at the extended contract with Nike, I could tell y'all a lot better. Presumably, there has got to be more there.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be clauses that Odell has succeeded in reaching,
mm-hmm.
and then the payout's not correlating. That mm-hmm. that has to be the case. But to the point of fine print,
mm-hmm.
the fine print matters.
Yeah.
I want to be very clear. Y'all can't...
That's why it's there.
That's why... That's why it's there.
That's why it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of y'all... And I used to do this early in my career, too, even as a lawyer. I'm not too ashamed to say.
Mm-hmm.
When I transitioned from being a litigator myself, mm-hmm. and I started being more on a talent or mm-hmm. producer mm-hmm. side of things, and you get a deal, it's easy and tempting, Dustin, to do what? To skim the deal.
Mm-hmm.
To say, okay, I'm looking for certain things. I'm looking for the money. I'm looking for the rate. I'm mm-hmm. looking for my rate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the terms,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm looking for March 2023 to March 2024. I'm looking for how to get out. You want to look for that exit clause. That's important.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen.
Got to find your way out.
Got to find your way out. I don't like walking through doors I can't walk back out of.
I need to see exit overneath the top.
Red.
Of okay. That's how I know which way to go. Yes.
Okay. And then you more or less sign.
Yeah.
Can't do that, y'all. Not today. Not any day.
No.
Not ever.
Certainly not when the stakes are this high.
Not when the stakes are this high. So, and this goes for all y'all jurors out there. I just had a young lady. A lot of y'all are being affected by layoffs, sadly, this holiday season, whether it's
fucked
Meta, Twitter.
Twitter's ass.
Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Target.
Uh-huh.
Shit. Motherfuckers laying people off left and right. Some of y'all are in positions, to God be the glory, where you will get packages upon your departure. Don't just sign that shit. I'm telling you.
Read it.
Read it, and depending on your level.
Have somebody, have the appropriate people.
Just have a lawyer. Pay. It's worth, y'all, a lawyer, a decent lawyer, depending on where you live. I'm throwing out some numbers, but I doubt a lawyer would charge you more than $500 just to go. Maybe $1,000 if you're in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
But some of y'all in Detroit and Charlotte somebody do that for $5,750 at the most.
Kansas City.
Trust me. Listen, you might get that for $350 in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, Memphis.
That's where you need to file.
Memphis. Okay. Have an attorney, an employment lawyer.
Yes.
Not your cousin that does DUIs.
No. Not your cousin that's a paralegal. No.
I'm dead.
No.
Have an employment lawyer look over that severance package, exit agreement with you. It is worth it, especially some of y'all are looking at packages, because I've seen some of y'all's packages, and they're not bad. Some of y'all are looking at packages worth upwards of $150,000, $200,000. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can negotiate things in that package that aren't included.
I was just about to say, you can also negotiate this part of your agreement. It's literally called your agreement.
It's an agreement, which means you get some say.
Yeah.
You don't have to just take it or leave it. You can ask for, hey, in addition to the compensation for 6 months, can you guys pay 3 months for a headhunter for me?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies will agree to that, because a lot of them already have somebody on payroll anyways for that. You just another motherfucker.
Yep.
Fine. Hey, guys, can you make sure that you pay my COBRA payment so I have health coverage for the next 6 months? So read the fine print. You don't have to be Odell Beckham Jr. in a $20 million disagreement. It's worth $500, $350, even $1,000 to have an employment lawyer. Make sure your package makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Take care of the business first. And these are the moments where it's, you need to invest in yourself and invest
in
your business.
That's it. It's a play on return.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would rather pay even $1,500 to make sure my package is right.
Yep. Yep. Otherwise, you're going to be in this kind of shit.
Otherwise, you're going to be right here in this kind of shit, trying to negotiate on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never the place to be.
Ever. And he got a new baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This stuff needs to be straightened out. This is his future and his kid's future we're
Absolutely.
Talking about.
Absolutely. I bet you he's going to look at that new Cowboys deal or whatever the fuck real close.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Real
I bet
close.
You they're going to read that contract, read that fine print.
Yeah, you're going to get that all the fine print. And that's okay. You know, I'm not going to lie. Again, even with my law degree, I have entered a deal before that was some fuck shit.
Yeah.
And had to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, had to sit there.
I bet you don't do it again.
Shay be on the main line so quick. It'd be two lines. I'm like, Shay, I need you to look
straight
over
up. Straight up. And that, I think Odell Beckham is a smart young man.
Yes, he is.
He will absolutely learn from this. And
absolutely.
He won't be in this position. I think the fact that he's even suing Nike for this amount is a good indicator of the fact that, like, now he is trying to clean up his business and get things together.
Yes.
So
and
it's
he's
a
still
good
a young
thing.
Man.
Yeah.
So this is about age appropriate. And he says, to his credit, Dustin, that he is doing this to set some type of precedent.
Yeah.
You know, so this is not just about $20 million, although that's hefty.
That's literally what it's
hefty.
About. But,
he knows about that. But he wants to also be a good guy,
and
Dustin.
I get that. I love, once again, the optics.
Right,
I get
the optics.
That.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he wants to, you know, be a player who's not just out there throwing pass or catching passes in his case. He also wants to make sure that these big corporations do right by their players.
As
and that is a
should.
Good thing.
I think
and that
that's
is
great.
A good thing.
And Odell Beckham is also one of those athletes who's going to have a career that exists far beyond his time
Absolutely.
On the field.
He's a star.
Yeah.
He's a star.
So this is good practice for him. He'll be getting a lot more big deals in the future.
Absolutely.
We'll see a lot more of him, and hopefully he'll, you know, dot his I's and cross his T's.
I suspect. I mean, like you said, I mean, he's got the gifts to, you know, duplicate. I was, you know, I don't know about quite Magic. Well, you know, let me dream big for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at Magic. Look at Shaq. There are plenty of athletes who take the cash from the game and just really level up to really billionaire
for
status.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's amazing.
And
it's
he's
amazing.
One of those people. He's got a great personality.
Great.
People love looking at him.
He's fine as hell.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say
it. You said
it
right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's fine as frog hair.
And so I really think that he, this is a good thing.
Fine as hell.
Yeah.
Hell.
That's why we want to get the money. Because what if it's one of us that's going
to
be helping him? You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You
things
never know
change.
Where, like, listen.
Okay.
All the time. Another day, another choice.
It's a winding road, ain't it, Ebony?
Long and winding.
Okay.
Moving on.
I love this show.
Mm-hmm. I literally wake up and I'm in a good mood every Monday that we do the show. My mood just lifts. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now. Is it bad that I can't tell you one Exhibit song? I only know him from Pimp My Ride.
No, it's not bad. And that just means he did a good job hosting that show.
That does mean
that's
that.
That's what it means.
It does mean that. He branded the shit out of that. Yeah,
Exhibit.
To this day, if I see a car, and normally this is down south with like spinners or anything, extra hydraulic.
Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride.
You think about it.
Yeah.
Every time.
Every time.
I heard the show was fake, though. And the people like didn't even keep the cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of other improvement shows, we'll say.
Yeah, yeah,
wink, wink.
Yeah.
I ain't going to talk myself out of no HGTV.
You know I'm not. That's my dream. I'll be right there.
Shit.
So today.
Right, listen.
We're going to do white uppers, black lower cabinets. We're going to, you know, be right
listen.
There spicing up that kitchen. Shout out to Lauren Lake.
Hardwoods,
okay.
You
okay.
Know,
subway tile,
listen,
backsplash. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We don't do granite marble countertops.
Marble, okay. Hey, right y'all. There in that stone yard, looking at them slabs.
Listen.
Okay. I am ready, so yes.
Something wrong with that, y'all. Pray for us. Okay, back to Exhibit. All right, Exhibit has filed a petition.
Mm-hmm.
He is seeking a judge to order his estranged wife, because she's technically, I think, they're still married. Anyways, ordered her, Krista Joyner is her name, to undergo something called a vocational evaluation.
Mm.
Some of y'all parents out there need to get y'all grown-ass kids a vocational evaluation.
What did Esther say on Sanford and Son? Remember when Lamont had that party? She busted up the party with all his friends. Mm-hmm. All of you need to be in a vocational school, learning a trade.
Yeah, learning
that's
a
right,
trade.
That's right.
Well, that's what Exhibit just told his ex-wife.
He told her, get your ass
get
in vocational school.
Get your ass in vocational school. So he is seeking for her to be court mandated to have a vocational evaluation. That's so funny, fucking Lamont. With a court appointed official. The evaluation will do a few things, Dustin. It will determine if she is mentally and physically fit to work.
Okay.
And it will also figure out what her employment opportunities look like. Essentially, it's a skills assessment. What can you do, ma'am?
Exhibit's playing the game, Ebony.
Masterfully.
He is playing the game. This is what you need to do.
I'm not mad at him at
if
all.
That's the process. Okay, well, let's start the process.
Let's start the process. I'm going to tell you who's going to do one of these next. Neo. So, Crystal, go ahead and get your resume.
Come on, Crystal.
Go ahead and get the resume
get
together.
Get it, because you already see how he's doing it.
Listen. So, Exhibit. After the evaluation will be conducted around her skill set assessment, a judgment on the amount of spousal support will be granted. So, basically, the court is saying this. It's saying that right now he was originally ordered to pay $6,000 a month in support total. That's $2,239 for child support. They have one 10-year-old and $3,702 for spousal.
Okay.
Put that together, it's about $6,000 a month, which, I mean, I don't know what his money looking like. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty basic. Which is why she's pissed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's pissed. She's wanting way more. But she's got some interesting facts that work against her.
Okay.
She and the main one is this. She's got a boyfriend, which I already told y'all, go back to season one of Holding Court.
Yep.
Separated is not a relationship status.
Yep.
And then she did the grand pooba, moved the motherfucker in. So according to Exhibit, at least, Dustin, this woman and her new man are living in Exhibit's house. A $3 million home without Exhibit's permission. So, a couple things.
Exhibit said, I ain't the ride. You ain't finna pimp me, goddammit. Okay, let's get on down to this courthouse.
Let's get on to this courthouse.
Okay.
So, a couple things. And this goes, again, both genders applies equally.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to try to play this game that the ex-wife is playing here, Ms. Joyner, you got to have your shit tight. Okay? Meaning you have to convincingly be able to tell a judge that you are in dire straits, man or woman, Kendu? Is that Mary's man?
That's his dirty ass okay. name. Yes.
Oh, I forgot how you feel about Mary.
You know how so much I love her. I'm triggered.
Y'all didn't see Dustin's face. He triggered as a motherfucker.
Oh, my God. You know, that's a four-letter word around right. here. Kendu.
Kendu.
Oh, my God. What can't do.
What can't.
Okay. Didn't do. Don't do. Motherfucker. That's won't what he do. Was. Okay. Won't do. But Mary has come around from the other side
a
of that.
Whole Oscar nominee. Her honey,
Oscar
please.
Nominee.
Please.
Just won an Emmy.
There
you know,
you
she
go.
Just won that Emmy for the halftime show.
Yeah.
And she's got 6 Grammy nominations this year. The big ones, too. Yeah. Album of the year, Record of the Year, all that shit. So
no,
Mary, she's done paying him.
Yeah, thank God. Mm-hmm. Thank God. She probably did it very smart, which is lump sum.
Mm-hmm.
Just get the motherfucker.
Get it over with.
But
I just saw her in a club Friday in L.A.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mary, the queen.
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, she really is a cultural queen. So, but manipulate the facts real quick. Go with me on this one, D. Had Kendu tried to, what he was doing, you know, we lived a life, Judge, and, you know, she owe me, and I did this to support her career, all that bullshit, and then you got a bitch in the house with you.
That
in Mary's house.
It just doesn't add up.
It literally, and even the court, y'all, this is not just GP or what we think is right or what looks good. This ain't about that. This is about the court saying to Ms. Joyner here in Exhibit's case, this man that's cohabitating with you needs to be putting in on these bills.
I mean.
Literally.
Come on.
Come on. So if you're going to try to play this game, you and your side piece, y'all got to live separate. Because you cannot cohabitate. This happened with an ex of mine where his, you know, and he was going to keep it playing and just write a big old check. Mm-hmm. And then this bitch had the audacity. Not only did you not want to sell the house, which is what Exhibit wants in this case, and most people want, because they want to split the proceeds
and be done. Yeah.
No, you want to squat in the house. I may be willing to allow that, but you want to move in your boo?
Hell no.
No. Even the judges on that one say hell no. The judge be like, hell no, bitch.
That don't even make sense. People in these relationships and shit, it always gets in the way.
Always.
It always gets in the way.
Nothing positive will ever come. I'm watching The Crown right now.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you don't put Camilla's ass in that closet,
her
and
wooden
tell,
tooth ass. You know,
nobody ain't no.
Black people don't fuck with Camilla
at all. Because black people, one of the top white people
that we
fuck
love
with is
Princess Diana. She's on that list.
She's on that list.
Yes.
Ever since she came to Harlem Hospital,
yes,
and kissed those beautiful black babies with HIV.
That black people have wrapped their arms.
I'll fuck somebody up over Princess
Absolutely.
Diana.
Absolutely, and
let one of my line sisters say some shit
about
Princess
Diana.
Diana.
That's right. You know, she's on that list, that sacred list of white people, that black
list.
People.
Is Britney Spears on that list?
Now.
Okay.
She wasn't when she was popular.
No.
But we don't like the way they did her.
That's what it
you
is.
You know what I'm saying?
And she's in camaraderie with Janet.
Yeah.
In terms of getting fucked over
yes.
by JT.
Yeah, and we don't.
Mm-mm.
And you know, black people, we don't like that. We don't like that story.
Like that.
So,
no.
Yes.
I feel like that. And we're going to think of a third by the end of the show.
Let me think of another white person that's
that
on
we
that
really,
list of people that,
yeah.
that we-
The culture really go up for.
Tina Marie.
Oh yeah,
we don't even count her as white.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, she's very much a white woman. But that's different. Like I'm talking about
like a traditional white,
yeah
person.
Like old Pink, you know.
Pink.
Yeah.
We love
we
Pink.
Still, yeah.
She can sing.
Yeah.
And we don't play that shit.
Yeah.
We love Pink. We don't care about the pivot in the music.
No.
You know, because she make white music now.
She does aerial tricks.
Mm-hmm. And I'm with all that.
Me too.
Up in the silks.
Yes.
Doing all that shit.
The flips
yeah.
and shit.
We like Pink. She's on
we
our sacred list.
With Pink. Yeah.
The point is, we love Princess Diana.
That's
we hate Camilla.
And we hate Camilla. And Charles was dead ass wrong for the whole shit. Although the queen was wrong for that shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, the buck stops with the queen.
T.S. Madison said, shout out to T.S. Madison. T.S. Yeah. Madison said that the queen was so full of hate. That's why every time you seen her, she was locked up. She's like, every time you see her, she.
Tight. She's tight with it. Yeah.
I done got mad all over
me
again,
too.
Damn
it. I don't
even
know how we got on that shit.
You talking about the crown.
Oh, I was talking about the crown. I was talking about side hoes.
Side
hoes.
That's right.
In back position.
That's right.
Until the complete finality
That's
of
right.
the divorce.
Yep.
So, girl, Exhibit's wife is probably fucking up her own game here by doing that. Now, this is interesting about this case, and then we'll wrap on this.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying in her counter lawsuit, she's got a lawsuit against him, Dustin, that her and Exhibit had an oral agreement that he would compensate her for the rest of her life if she became a stay-at-home mother and that he would also provide all of her financial support, not some of it, Dustin, all of her financial support that she needs for the rest of her life to keep her in the same style and manner that was established during the party's relationships. Now, it's three problems with this so-called disclaim. And this is from a court document I pulled this from. Well, Ashley pulled it from.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ashley. Shout out to Ashley Hobbs, super producer extraordinaire.
I ain't pulled shit. Okay. Not just playing. three things. Number one, I'm not saying he didn't say it, Dustin. Mm-hmm. He might have said it, but can you prove it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with oral agreements. It's not that oral, because we talked about this before in a couple episodes ago. Oral agreements can have legal standing. They
especially
can,
especially when you're about to have oral sex. Like, what was going on when he said it to you, girl? Niggas will say anything, and me, I'm niggas. Niggas will say anything, you know what I'm saying? We'll say anything, and the time is right. So when did you have that oral agreement? Was you about to have oral? Just saying.
But very valid, all jokes aside, exactly. What were the conditions in which he agreed to these terms?
Terms and, okay?
You've been telling
terms
people for 2 years.
And.
Terms and conditions. Now we're talking about we know the term, we're talking about the conditions.
The conditions, okay.
All right, y'all. So that's the first problem, mm-hmm. is it's oral in nature. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oral in
mm-hmm.
nature.
Maturity kicked in.
That maturity kicked uh-huh. in. He forgot. He remembered he was at work.
Uh-huh.
It's oral in nature, thus very difficult to prove.
Yes.
The other problem with it, to actually your point about the, mm-hmm. what was his conditions mm-hmm. when he said what mm-hmm. he supposedly said, mm-hmm. a court would, if I'm a judge on this one, this is beyond scope, mm-hmm. meaning what you're saying he agreed to, even if I believe he said it, and that's an if, but if I believe he said it, it is too broad
yes.
of an agreement. To the terms in which he is allegedly agreeing to are too broad to be enforced. Why the fuck would this court enforce this man, make him stick to something that he promised, a lifestyle of affluence and da-da-da-da-da, that he no longer can provide?
Mm-hmm.
So the promise was too broad. The term itself. Mm-hmm. was too broad.
Mm-hmm.
This would be better for her, Dustin, if it said, exhibit told me orally during the oral sex, blah, 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 mm-hmm. that he would provide a lifestyle for me that is conducive to his income mm-hmm. as it evolves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a term mm-hmm. a court will be likely to enforce because that's measurable.
Mm-hmm.
That's reasonable. But for you to ask a motherfucker to pay you, let's say during his heyday of Pimp My Ride, let's just say he was making 2.5 a year. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Okay. But now, let's just say, I know he got a cannabis business, but who knows what's going on with that. Let's say he's making $550 a year.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Okay.
Why do you think this court would reasonably expect a man whose income has dropped that dramatically to maintain a $2.5 million mm-hmm. lifestyle for you when he can't even provide that for himself?
Yep.
It's beyond scope. It's
beyond scope.
Reach.
Absolutely.
So that would be struck down on site. And also, it's just a raggedy because you sitting up here shacking.
Mm-hmm.
You shacking.
Yeah, this sounds like Exhibit is ready to wash his hands of the whole damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting the process started to do just that. It's utterly ridiculous to me that her and her legal team would even issue that as a defense for her, as a reasoning for this. Well, he said he was going to take care of me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, in
like
the same
that's the
style,
best you got
in the same style that he had at the peak day
20
when he got
years
me.
Ago.
Yeah,
that's the best you got.
Child, kids,
because it's
they
not
don't even
good
know
enough.
Who Exhibit is.
They don't.
Yeah,
they don't. They gonna say Exhibit A or B. Which one? which one you talking
which
about?
We analyzing,
okay.
Y'all. In fact, Exhibit gonna go to court. They gonna say Exhibit. Prosecutor gonna say B, C, D, or L.
Right. Oh, him. Oh, okay.
Oh, you yeah. are Exhibit. Oh.
I'm sorry, sir. It's gonna be one of
it's
those.
It's gonna be one of those. Oh my God.
The gall.
Last point on this, just because this is just too good. It's too good.
Mm-hmm.
Ex-wife says, how does she know that he's hiding assets, Dustin, and got $20 million in a vault somewhere?
Because mm-hmm.
his brother. See, sometimes it's your friends and sometimes it's your family.
Your damn family.
Allegedly, according to her, Exhibit's brother claims that Exhibit is making millions of dollars from this cannabis business and that he has a vault, a literal safe vault, like a vault somewhere that he pulls $20 million of cash in, and he runs him his money. The brother, that's the brother's job, Dustin, to go to the vault at the bank and pull out some cash.
And he just told her.
So, moral of the story here, brother's trying to smash.
Mm-hmm.
Brother's trying to smash.
And steal. He wants your girl and your bread.
You need to get your side piece boo out the house and stop shacking, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Joyner. And wait until the completion of this dissolution
mm-hmm.
of marriage.
Mm-hmm. yeah, this is exactly why I think I'm going, you know, I don't want nothing on my left hand.
You're going to keep
it. This is too much trouble. Imagine, I'd rather just break up. Yeah. I don't want to have to get no damn divorce. And I don't want no legally binding relationship here. As a matter, we just going to be friends. I'm just going to be friends with everybody from now on because it's just too much trouble. Too much.
It is a lot of trouble. It's a lot of trouble. I've had that same thought that if and when love comes my way again, mm-hmm. I think we might just have a little cake, a little champagne, and keep it cute.
Yep, and a handshake.
And a handshake. And a renewable type of situation. Let's see how we feel in 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because I don't want nobody to stay that don't want to be there.
Nope. And I damn sure don't want to take care of their ass for the rest of their life.
Girl, honey, I'm not going to.
Like, at what are you talking about?
Before that happened, some other things have happened.
That's why Exhibit said, mm-hmm. assess all this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Vocational skills. Bitch, get your resume together. Where's your cover letter?
Because it's time to start looking.
Because it's time to start working.
Okay.
Crystal? You better be listening. Any of Crystal's friends listening to Holding Court.
And I want Crystal to win.
And I actually believe Crystal has a skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she'll be all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a new day. I'm going to end the episode with that, y'all. Period. Men, women, black, white, mm-hmm. young, and old.
They.
They, them, everybody. Non-binary, everybody. All of that gender-based, take care of me forever shit is done. It's done.
Completely. You better know it, and you better learn it before you fuck around and find out.
Find out the hard way. People are taking your ass to court and saying, bitch, what can you do?
That's right. And now she looking like a fool with her pants. Remember that? Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. That's how she looking in court, looking. Talking about what he said for the rest of my life. You know, girl.
Girl, and that's why the court is having your ass vocationally assessed. It's a new day. So most of y'all ain't ever heard that term before. You better get familiar.
That's right.
All right, y'all. Thanks so much for coming. This was an action-packed episode.
Yes.
Lots of takeaways. You might want to run this one twice because mm-hmm. truly there were some things y'all probably need to jot down.
I was about to say you need to take notes this week.
Yeah, for real. We might have an assessment for y'all's
That's
asses
right.
coming
okay.
up.
Okay. Okay. Better us than the court.
Than the court. In the meantime, y'all, it's brick cold up in
My
New York
God.
And on the East Coast. So I hope y'all are staying warm, staying hydrated, and everything you need to do to enjoy this holiday
That's
season.
That's right.
We want you to stay safe, keep the faith. And in the meantime, do what?
Read them terms and please the conditions as
know
well.
The conditions.
Please.
We focused on conditions.
Please. Because certain shit is conditional. Okay, so that's that.
Holding Court is an Interval Presents original production from Uppity Productions in association with Dossie Media. Executive producer and host, Ebony K. Williams. Co-host and producer, Dustin Ross. From Interval Presents, executive producers, Alan Coy and Jake Kleinberg. Produced, of course, by Ashley J. Hobbs. Editing, sound design, and mix by Stephanie Morell. Original music by Epidemic Sound. Video editing by Kason Alexander and Courtney Deans. Consultant Carla Wilmaris. Special thanks to Operations Lead Sarah Yu, Business Development Lead Sheffy Ellen Swag, and Marketing Lead Samira Still.